Hello!
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 Hey!
Loser Token Podcast.
The first one.
The first one. How is everybody doing?
All good. All good.
Not too bad.
All good.
So let's start off with, I'm Ben.
Sam.
Mitchell.
Ed.
I'm sure you can tell them voices apart.
Well, I don't know. I think yours and Ed's voices are so similar.
Where, Ed?
Really?
Who said that?
Ed.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So, let's talk some news.
Yeah?
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 Okay.
I don't know what news there is.
What are we doing in Loser Token world right now?
What are we doing?
We're getting our act together for
once.
I'm back.
Mitch is back. Ed
and
is
good
back.
News.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm back. Ed's back. And we're rehearsing new songs and going to go into the studio very soon to record.
Yeah, we are. And we're going to finally have new songs. We've got a show on...
the 21st of November.
With Goober Patrol.
Goober Patrol.
Goober.
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 Patrol.
There we go.
So it's been a long time since we've had anything new released, though. So we owe it to people to actually... Too long.
Too long. When... It's, what, 5 years?
Well, I've been...
Six?
We recorded it 6 years ago, yeah. But we didn't release it for, like, ever after we recorded it either. We're a pretty rubbish band, to be honest.
But that's it. We're moving on up now, though. This is the new start. So... Like, we're going to have a new EP with how many songs, do you reckon?
I don't know.
We've got a few songs in the bank.
I think we're going to do singles.
Singles, just release them one at a time.
There will definitely be a single to start with.
And they're only coming out on cassette.
Well.
8-track.
There's if you want some great ideas, and Mitch is here for it.
You.
Bum.
Now, see, I would like... to release CD singles again, because that's just not a thing anymore.
Because no one plays CDs anymore.
Yeah, I mean, some people don't even have a CD player.
But there's some people that like to play the physical.
I'm one of those people. Yeah. I do like having an actual holding something in my hand.
Yeah, and open it up and reading the information and the photos that come with it, or, you know, you get a little piece of card that says, join our mailing list and post it to us and all that kind of stuff.
Wow, that's...
talking about the mailing list,
old school,
what is
my age is showing.
Please send a self-addressed envelope to
a self-addressed to.
I wonder if that's the thing. Like, if you ask like an 8-year-old now, like, what's an SAE?
A SAESE.
Would they know?
I have no idea what an SAE is.
Nor would I.
A self-addressed envelope.
Yeah, so I just know it as that.
Self-addressed stamped envelope.
And what's the purpose of that?
Because you always just to send them into like competitions and stuff. Like,
oh, okay.
So that they could send you.
Something
back. Yeah. I'll tell you one without having to pay for a stamp.
Oh.
Times were tight in the 90s.
Wow. Yeah, in the 90s, I weren't doing much.
Postage. I was growing expensive. Up.
The idea of having a CD is good, though, because I like, especially like being in the band, like once you've actually finished the record and having the physical copy there just actually feels like it's done, like time to move on with the new.
Yeah.
But everything's digital now, so... I don't know. I mean, how many CDs have we got left from these EP 6 years ago?
A lot.
Too many.
If anyone wants a CD...
send a self-addressed.
That's actually a good idea, though. That's actually a good idea.
Yeah.
We'll have to get a PO box and... we'll get that going.
Oh, listen.
Or we could just live in the modern world and you can order one.
Well, come to a gig. If you wanted to email us, the address is...
podcast@losertoken.co.uk.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, send your addresses, we'll send you a CD. Is that what we're talking about here?
Well,
are we paying for all the postage?
Yeah, that's an expensive...
Yeah, that's why I prefer digital. Let's keep with digital, people.
But yeah, email address, podcast@losertoken.co.uk. Let us know what you think. If this is a big pile of rubbish, let us know.
And don't judge it from thus far.
If you want to ask us any questions, send it in.
Okay, so we've got new CDs, I mean, a new recording coming out. We've got shows happening.
What?
We can usually talk really well when we're not recording.
It's red light syndrome.
It's red light syndrome.
You have to have something to talk about.
Well, we've got everything to talk
about.
Every
other word that comes out of our mouths when we're talking not into microphone is all swear words.
I think we're doing pretty well.
Don't give up, Lapisade.
Yeah.
Right, so as Loser Token News goes, though, the lineup's there. We've got the four of us now finally down. And new stuff coming. We keep saying that, but it really is this time.
Yeah, we actually mean it this time.
We are going deep into the studio.
It's all lies.
No, new stuff.
Ed is not an official spokesperson for the release of our material.
Wise move.
Well, should we just talk about some stuff?
Let's talk about stuff.
All right, let's go with one of the ideas we had to talk about today. Let's just spitball our favourite Nintendo 64 games, because we're old.
We're old.
Cheers, mate.
You're
not
old.
I'm still 15. Old.
You do sound it.
Thank you.
When did it come out in 97?
96.
In the UK?
Oh, yeah, 97 in the UK, 96 Japan.
Okay, so I was 8 years old when it came out. And when it did, my dad bought it for me on the day it came out, like the Nintendo 64, and it came with Mario 64. And me and my dad spent the day in the house because mum was out playing Mario 64. And then when my mum got in, she realised that my dad had spent all that money on it, told him to take it back to the shop, and then I had to wait a further 6 months until my birthday until I got another chance to play it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nintendo tease.
Until this day, I proper Nintendo tease. I didn't even get a chance to, like, do anything in the game. I just remember being so happy and then mum coming home. And that's probably the only memory I have of my mum actually, like, taking anything away from me. But, yeah, pretty hard times
with
the Nintendo 64.
They were expensive when they came out, though, weren't they?
Yeah, man. 64-bit
like console. Or something, wasn't it?
No.
Yeah.
I'm so sure it was like 400 quid.
Yeah, I was going to say, much. Like, can't be.
250, I want to say.
It came down,
and it
like,
went
really
down
quick,
to 150.
But that's when I was allowed to get it.
Yeah. I got it when it went down the first. I think it went down about 50 or 100 quid.
I could have sworn it was like. Perhaps I'm talking rubbish.
Yeah, but that was a lot of money in 97.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like,
200 quid was a lot of money.
When PS4 came out, that was like 400 quid.
Yeah, and that's the same. You know, it's the same standard quality of console for the time.
Yes, yeah, that's the latest, isn't it?
But yeah, what is everybody? Let's go around from my left
to
Sam.
Can I just add?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. £400 now is not as much as £400 in 97.
Oh, you're talking about inflation and stuff like that.
It was 15 years ago, more than that. Why did I say 15?
And that was in the 90s when inflation was ridiculous.
Math? Accountant?
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, well, that's how life moves on,
18
man.
18 years? Is that... Am I doing that wrong? Is
free,
that real?
Free loser token releases.
It's real.
Wow.
Yeah, because I said I was 7 or 8. Yeah, so 18 years ago.
What was you going to say? You said, can I just add something?
Just to show our age, my mum bought the N64 from Comet.
That didn't
not
go
really
down.
You can still buy it.
Comet only went a couple of years ago.
Are you joking?
No, it wasn't too long ago.
No, was it Comet?
About three or four years ago.
What was the other one with the blue logo? Like, it was like a tick.
Tempo.
Tempo.
Oh, Tempo.
Yeah. Right. Might have been Tempo.
Tempo was the one which
blue?
Had the massive like collapse.
Green.
Mm.
It was like turquoise, I guess.
Yeah, like a sea green.
Yeah.
Duck egg blue.
Kids, there was a shop once called Tempo. And that's
and
all
CNA.
You need to know. And it's gone. CNA.
Yeah. CNA still exists, just not,
only
hit,
in,
just not in this country.
Holland. Anyway.
Yeah.
N64.
Yeah, let's just go around, like, pick a favourite game and have a little talk about it. See how that goes. Mitch wants to start because he's chomping at the bit.
Chomping.
I can't talk.
Right, of every game on the N64, it's going to be Lilac Wars.
Wrong.
What?
Oh,
that's a
Is it returned into a debate now?
No,
are
Lilac
we bringing
Wars,
forth which one is the best or
to me
personal?
Is the greatest game ever made. Period.
Why?
I can't explain it. Right, you're in a spaceship and you're Star Fox. Right, and you've got to shoot down. What?
Andross is. Who is Star Fox?
Star Fox is Star Fox.
Isn't Star Fox the
Star Fox is, yeah, sorry, it's Fox like McCloud.
Yeah.
Fox McCloud is the pilot. Star Fox is the big machine that they fly out of. Anyway.
Oh, so you got it wrong. Your favourite game.
Shut up.
But are you talking about the single player or the multiplayer?
Single player. See, I used to have Starwing on the Super Nintendo, which was also my favourite game. But then Light at Wars came out on the N64, and it was like, holy crap. I lost it.
I did. I really liked it, but Ed seemed to vehemently disagree.
Well, it was good, but it was nowhere near the best game. Nowhere near. See,
if I put that game on, I'd have to complete it. I'd have to just play it. And of course, then I found out at one point, a medal turned up on one of the planets that you visit. I'm like, what the hell is that medal for? And of course, that time, didn't have smartphones. I had to wait until I got home to go on the internet.
Whatever. Internet?
I was actually on holiday at the time, because I took my N64 everywhere with me. But when I won a medal... Whoa.
Where were you on holiday?
Oh, well... Do you know, I can't even remember where
was it was. Was it a sunny country or something?
No, it was in England.
Oh, an English holiday.
Yeah. I bought Banjo and Kazooie.
On holiday with you?
When I was on holiday.
Hmm.
All right. You bought it when you was on holiday, or you took it with you?
I took the N64 with me on holiday. And ended up buying Banjo and Kazooie whilst on holiday.
Which is a great game.
Which is a much superior game to Light.
You're
going to
hate me.
Hang on.
Have we played it?
Oh, wow.
Well, yeah.
No wonder you think Lilac Wars is the best game.
Is it the best game or your favourite?
It is favourite.
That's a very different discussion.
Oh, good point.
But this is...
That's my favourite game on the N64.
You couldn't save it, though, could you?
What?
Yeah. The N64 had a...
Memory pack that you put in the controller,
the memory
wasn't it?
Pack was inside the N64.
I seem to remember that you could only just go through it.
No.
Like old school.
I know, you'd always start from the beginning, but the medals would always be saved on the planets that you visited.
Oh, so I'm right then. If you played the single player, you'd start from the... If you wanted to get to the boss, you had to do the whole game.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
They had different times. But yeah, no, but is that just Lilac Wars you're talking about?
Yeah, because it was right, weird, cool. Because there were save things by that point, and it was weird.
You could save Mario 64. Yeah,
exactly, I was going to say, you could save on the console on Mario 64.
You could save on the Super Nintendo too.
I mean, the PlayStation's out at this point as well, isn't it?
That's what I'm saying, you could save, but that game, they made a decision so that you couldn't choose where you started in the game, you just had to do the whole thing.
Well, if you're saying it like Mitch, and every time you pick it up, you want to play the whole game anyway.
Yeah, I just loved it.
Well, Lilac Wars, I mean...
What's it? With a T.
Lilat.
Lilat.
Sorry, I thought you'd been saying Lilac.
It's not like a purple war.
I didn't play this game, so...
Well, you need to.
I don't understand, though, why it came in such a massive box.
Because it came with the Rumble Pack. It was the first game
it came
to
with the Rumble Pack, but the Rumble Pack wasn't that big.
Well, no, but that
the box
was the,
like... It was like a... That just was bigger than thing, like A4
well,
size,
that was the
it?
90s for you again, wasn't
but
it?
Then, but then...
The more packaging, the better something was. That was how they sold it to you.
But me and my brother, we saved up a lot of our pocket money pennies, and we bought WCW versus NWO World Tour, and that came with a Rumble Pack, but that was a much smaller packaging. It was literally like half the size of the Lilac Wars one.
Wasn't Lilac Wars like a release game with it, though?
It did, it was one of the first ones.
So it's going to make it big and be like, look at this.
Vibrations.
Well, whatever, it worked, you know.
It was the first one with a Rumble Pack, wasn't it, I think? The first one
compatible. The controller shakes. Can you believe it? My whole world is changing.
I don't have the original pack in, and Sam, I would totally buy the original pack in off
how
of
much?
You. I'll give you like £20.
Oh, wow. I've got the boxes for all the games that we had.
I'll give you £20 for Lilac Wars
box.
They're
all like mint.
Mint? Deal? Oh, £30 done.
Yeah.
Deal?
What?
£20?
£20?
Just for the box? I can see a handshake happening right now.
I don't know. I'll think about it.
All right, think about it.
I think it might be worth 50, to be honest.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll see what eBay says first.
Yeah. All right, Ed, favourite game?
I don't know. GoldenEye's got to be up there.
I feel like it's almost worth saying that we can't pick that because it's so...
It's untouchable.
Well, you can't say that.
It's like saying Nevermind's one of the best albums.
Well, yeah.
It's obvious.
It's not.
Oh, come on now. That's
another discussion.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later.
But no, GoldenEye's got to be the best one.
That's your favourite?
Yeah. Because for multiplayer.
For the multiplayer, just sitting in a room with four friends and just... golden gun missions and stuff.
I couldn't say how much of my life I've spent playing multiplayer games with GoldenEye.
I think when we were at school, I think we probably spent more time playing GoldenEye than actually at school.
Wow.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's a hard thing to say.
I think it's probably true.
In the multiplayer, which...
is
it in
the number of all-night GoldenEye sessions we had?
Yeah, because it did turn into like it was a big thing. Because I didn't own it. You owned it.
Yeah.
But there was never a copy in my house, but there was always people at my house playing GoldenEye. If we could get our hands on a copy.
You didn't need to buy it because there was always someone there playing it anyway.
I just still remember like vividly like one of the first levels where you drop him into the toilet stall.
Facility.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Level 2. I can still see that burnt in my eye, in my head.
We played GoldenEye the other day, didn't we?
Yep.
That was an interesting experience.
Is this awesome? Always inverted? Or can you change that?
No, you can change that.
Yeah. I remember playing it the other year and just I didn't realise you could change it, so I was just struggling the whole time. I can't deal with inverted looking controls.
I can't remember how I used to...
No, can
I think it was inverted. If I press C down, I wanted to look up.
That doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, I think that's what I went for.
Because you'd always be on the C buttons for your strafing.
Weird controller I never got too used to.
Oh, I love that controller. It's absolutely...
I got so used to it, I couldn't get used to any other controller for a long time.
Yeah, the first one I had after that would have been the original Xbox. And the first controllers that came out...
were like a brick.
Yeah, they were... Then they released the new ones that were like more compact and they were much better.
That's what I had to use. I couldn't play one of those big brick things. They were awful.
That was like a race when we come around mine, wasn't it? It was who got the big, horrible, chunky ones. Well, there you go. GoldenEye, what about you?
Mine goes more with the age I was at the time, but mine was Diddy Kong Racing. That was the game I would play countless hours on end. I think I was even in a Diddy Kong Racing club with some people I went trampolining with.
So cool.
Well, I didn't say this was going to be cool. I'm just saying, if I looked back on it now, there's probably better games, definitely. But the game I played the most was Diddy Kong Racing, just all the time, opening up the bit where you can fly through the mouth to the new levels. All of it was just... I know it was basically Mario Kart, but with different characters, and you could fly, you could be on a boat. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but that never really worked, did it? Because of some levels, every different track, there was a type of vehicle that suited it, and if you wasn't in that vehicle, you basically weren't going
to
win.
But the idea was then to figure out the track that you could win, there would be shortcuts.
That was the flaw of the game. That was the flaw.
There was some that it gave you an advantage, but if you was good enough, I don't know. I like the fact it had more of a storyline than
Mario Kart or something, though, because it was free roaming into different race maps and worlds and opening up the map. Yeah, you could actually sit there and feel like you were achieving something rather than just race.
But
Diddy Kong Racing all the way. Not much more to say about it, but that was my game. And if anybody from the Diddy Kong club still out there, just message me.
podcast@losertoken.co.uk.
Don't give up my email address. Sam, it's all come down to you.
There's so many, though.
Next subject.
Yeah, anyway, so.
I'm joking, I love you. Come on.
We're going to fall out.
What do you have?
I don't know. I was hoping that we would say the GoldenEye rule so that I couldn't say GoldenEye.
But you want to say GoldenEye?
Well, because Perfect Dark, at the time, that was a new level. I think I might have spent more time playing Perfect Dark than I did GoldenEye.
Come on.
I think we probably did, actually.
Yeah.
That game was just put GoldenEye on fast forward.
I remember more because it was so different.
We could play against computer characters. I know that had been done before. Rage Wars, the Turok game, do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Dinosaurs.
All about the Raptors.
Yeah.
I am Turok.
That was a great game. I think I'm just going to have to go with PD, to be honest, because you had a profile, didn't you? And it counted how many minutes and seconds and hours and days you'd been playing each game.
As a kid, that's fun, but if you look at that now, that's depressing.
Oh,
sometimes.
No, it was at the time. We like, looked at it and was like, I only made this like a month ago, and it's saying that I've spent a day and a half playing this game. It was like, what have I been doing? Just been, well, I suppose if there was like a sleepover weekend or something.
Sleepover
you'd,
weekend.
You'd just get, you'd get a lot of time in there. That was ridiculous.
Yep. Well, is there any other mentionable notes?
What about?
Like other games which just you want to bring up? Because we're never going to talk about it.
Banjo-Kazooie, I think, should get an honourable
shout. That one was great. Yeah. Mitch, you've got to play that and then report back.
I can't believe
back.
You've never played that.
It's what? Amazing.
Banjo-Kazooie.
It was like Mario 64, but better.
Don't.
It is next much subject. Better than Mario 64.
No, come on. It was... It was
you a guys bear are playing a banjo who rode about on like this weird bird thing.
And it had the theme song.
Go on,
it was like all N64 games.
And how did that go, Ed?
I'm not going to hum a theme song.
But no, did That's anyone play the remake of GoldenEye?
That came out on the Xbox?
No, the Wii.
No.
You didn't?
I think you showed me.
It's actually before. Really good. I was surprised.
Is it just the same levels?
You
did,
it's almost you did the same levels, but they actually, added more to the levels. But the multiplayer is still the same, really, and I think it's really good.
And that's all you want, and then you can do it online as well.
Mm. You don't want modern technology.
Well, when we had that N64 night the other week, the thing that I noticed the most, I wished that they could take those games and put it in more modern technology so that it doesn't hang and freeze. And like, because that was, PD was rubbish. I just literally said that was like my favourite game for the N64. But when we played it again, we didn't even finish the first game that we played because it was just hanging and it just couldn't handle
the amount of information. Pack,
yeah, but so. We wouldn't have been able to play it if we didn't have the expansion pack in.
Mm.
But it just couldn't handle the amount of information that we was asking it to handle, and it ruined the game.
Again, bear in mind, that console was about 15 years old. It probably ran better back then than it does now.
Yeah, maybe. Perhaps we should get the old air duster out.
A little bit. But, you know, it is a computer, and with age, it does slow down.
True that.
Well, anyway, talking about games, let's try and have a little... Let's play one. We're going to play What's My Age Again, and if you need to know how this is played, I'm going to give out some celebrities, and we'll go around in a circle and try and figure out if people can guess how old they are. And at the end, I'll tally up the scores, and we'll see who wins today.
Okay.
So we have Sam versus Mitch versus Ed. Oh, and I can feel the tension right now. People are glaring at each other. All right.
I'll win this game.
You'll win this game, yeah?
Let's move on.
All right, well, let's start off with one for you then, Mitch. Oh. Mark Hoppus.
Oh, don't.
Oh, here we go.
hang on.
We'll start off with Mitch.
Oh, it's either 1973 or 1975 he was born.
Well, I didn't ask what year he was born. I asked, age again?
Oh,
whilst he's thinking, people should know that Mitch is completely obsessed with Blink-182 and bad at maths.
Yeah.
Are we actually going to sit here whilst you count
he's
out?
He's counting it out on his fingers.
43.
He's 43.
43.
Okay, and Sam?
I was thinking around there, but I'm going to go 44. I'm going to go a little bit older.
Sam for 44, Mitch for 43.
I'll go 42 then.
Ed for 42.
Tactics.
Okay.
I've totally lost.
Right, so we'll keep it with the music for a second as we are a musical band. A musical band.
do we not get the answer?
I'll tell you up at the end. Or do you want to do it?
Let's hear it now.
Okay.
Have you actually written down the answer already?
Mitch, you are a big fan of Blink-182.
Oh, you're going to put me on the spot.
You've just proved yourself. Hey! He is 43.
Oh, wow.
So that is one from Mitch. So
if you'd have got that wrong, though.
Does he not get like a bonus point for getting it exactly right?
I mean, no, because it's only exactly the right that I'm going to accept.
Oh, really? So yeah. We're not going closest to...
We're not doing ballparks here.
Oh, so okay. Even if... So none of us
this
get it right.
This could be a low-scoring
game.
Yeah,
it could be. Well, we've already got... All right, well, let's talk about this then, because it's the first ever game you've played.
I would say 2 points for dead on, 1 point for the closest, if it comes to that.
So it comes to who got closest out of the three of you, if nobody gets it dead on.
Yes.
And then 1 point to that person.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I can deal with that. Let's move on to round two.
I can't believe I got it right.
I'm glad you did. I really wanted to catch you out with that one. I actually, it was the last one I wrote down, but I had to go for it first. Just to... Right, let's go for Eminem. Eminem. Eminem.
Eminem.
Do.
Wow.
How old is Eminem?
36.
We got Mitch with a strong 36.
You know, you're at a disadvantage if you go first every time.
Yeah, I know, right?
Not really, because you just got to go for the age you think of. It's not like higher, lower.
Yeah, like, because kind of said, yeah,
it was now they're ballparking it.
Yeah, so going first just puts you at a big disadvantage.
Oh, I don't mind.
Yeah, but it could be completely wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if we go one high, if you go higher and I go lower all the other way around, then he's got to be...
closer.
He's light in... You know, we could go one higher, one lower.
I think you're overthinking this. Just how old is Eminem?
It's a very tactical game, if you think about it.
Yeah, that's it. I want to see
but I think
the fangs come out. I want to see people, friends against friends.
The reason we went so close to that is because he was probably going to be right.
Yeah, he doesn't.
About half us.
Yeah.
Let's be fair. What did you say? 36?
Yeah, I said 36.
I'm going to go with 42.
You're going to go with 42?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
And Ed?
Or did we have 36 and 42?
Yeah.
I'm going to go in between. I know it's bad tactics, but I'm going in between.
Ed loves going in between.
Well, yeah. 38.
38. And Sam, 42.
Dead on.
Dead on. Oh, 2 points.
Really? Oh, yes. I didn't realise.
2 points. Let's move it on to Kevin Bacon.
Oh. The Bakester.
51.
Oh, yeah,
he's good.
I'm gonna go
51.
Mitch, River 51.
I'm gonna go
52. Ed, River 52. He's playing this game tight, isn't he?
I'm gonna go further than that. I'm gonna say 57.
57?
Yeah.
Well, guess how old Kevin Bacon is. Kevin Bacon's 57.
What? For real?
Yes. Sam. Is bringing it out.
I'm well out of this game.
It's quite far
that's
beyond.
Ridiculous.
After three questions, we've got Mitch with 2 points, Sam with four, and Ed. Come on, man. Let's get some, okay?
We need to get a
wah, wah sound.
That was really kind.
Let's mix it up a bit. Cameron Diaz.
Oh, no. Ooh, that's tough.
Cameron that's tough. Diaz.
I would like to remember films such as the Mask. In the Mask.
Yes. Which is, that and There's Something About Mary.
Where was the Mask? The films.
That was 95, yeah.
You can just pull that out.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because I'm a massive Jim Carrey fan.
Oh, well, wait till the next question.
Oh, don't be daft.
20 years.
Don't be daft.
46.
That's close to what I was going to say.
Well, actually, you've gone first quite a few times, so next time around you'll go first.
Okay. I don't mind.
Or is it just jump in?
Yeah, just...
Just try it.
I'm going to go 51.
Ooh.
46, 51. Ed?
I'm going to have to go in the middle again.
I'm going to have to go in the middle again.
Which middle number?
Which
That's what your sleepovers were like, weren't they?
Oh, look at the bed. Everyone's in bed. I'm going to have to go in the middle again.
No, we're definitely cutting this out.
No, this is gold.
Podcast gold.
Podcast gold.
I'll definitely need a meat in this sandwich.
We're just hearing about your fantasies now.
Meat in this sandwich.
I've completely forgotten what age is we're saying now.
It doesn't matter. Just how old do you think she is? Come on, get a point.
Oh, so the Mask was 20 years ago.
Yep.
So I'm going to go...
She's stunning in the Mask.
47.
47. Right, so, Mitch, that's another point for you. Because she is 43.
Oh.
Yeah, when you said the Mask is 20 years ago, I realised I'd made an error in my calculation.
She's going to love you. 51.
There was no way she was in her 30s in that.
That's yeah, I just completely just didn't think about that at all.
Well, you got to start doing the math, man. Yeah. All right, then, Jim Carrey. We'll keep it with the Mask alumni. Jim Carrey.
53. I might change my mind. Can I change my mind?
You can.
I might go a little bit older. I'm going to go 55.
He's gone 55.
I was going to say 54.
54?
52.
And 52. Right, so we need to talk about this for a second. If you're both 1 year off, who gets? Do you both get a point?
I think you'd have to.
Because he's 50. He's 53, by the way.
Half a point.
He's 53, and then you ended up not even getting a point for going two up.
Oh.
I think I feel like. Oh, so it's between you two.
It's between you two. You got 52 and 54, and he is 53.
Oh, okay.
No, I think you should just both get a point.
Half a point each.
Oh, how do we?
Half a point each.
Half. Wow, okay.
Don't give out extra points.
Not extra points. It was the. Okay. Half and half. Half a point. Ed's stopping you from getting a point there, but that's okay.
That's fine. I've got enough points.
All right, let's go for Bob De Niro.
Who?
Robert De Niro.
Oh,
Barbie.
Well, that's when you said Bob. When you said Bob De Niro, I'm like, what?
We saw
58.
Okay.
Okay, Mitch isn't winning this one.
I'm gonna add 10 on that.
I'm gonna go closer
68.
To 20 on that.
68.
I'd say he's in his 70s now. I'll go 70.
I've only ever seen him in
72. 2 points for Ed.
Oh,
well,
I've only ever seen him in
the comeback kid.
Back of the net.
I've never seen him in anything else apart from Meet the Fockers.
In the Meet the Fockers, he's still like late 60s.
He's a granddad.
He's a granddad.
Yeah, that makes sense.
We'll go back. That doesn't actually mean that much, so does it? You can be a granddad.
We'll go back
very young.
Yeah, my dad's been a granddad for about 16 years.
Like, I retract that statement.
Yes.
Well, step-granddad for 16
years. We apologise to any young granddads out there.
Actual granddad for...
I didn't mean any offence to any young granddads.
All right, let's go for Ben Folds.
Ben Folds.
Oh, Ben Folds.
Not a clue.
Wow.
That's the beauty of this game, man.
I wouldn't even know where to start.
Ben Folds.
46.
46 from Mitch.
I'm going to go...
44.
I was going to say 42 anyway. So
42. So. Mitch, a point. Because he's 48.
Wow.
Yeah.
48.
See, we learn stuff in this game. All right, so do you want to have time for maybe two more? Or how do you feel?
You're the master.
I've still got more on here.
Go on, then.
All right, cool. We'll go for Ben Affleck.
Oh.
Ooh.
Batman. Batfleck.
41.
Yeah. 41 from Ed.
46.
46 from Sam.
47.
Well, you can still say 47.
I'm saying 47.
You're saying 47?
Yeah.
I've gone too young.
You've gone too young, do you reckon?
Yeah.
I mean, you have, but you've also won.
Oh.
You got a point because he's 43.
Oh, I wasn't as far off as I thought I was.
All right, let's speed this up. Matthew Broderick.
Who?
Ferris Bueller.
Oh, okay.
He had a day off
once. I've never seen that film.
We're going to learn this a lot in the podcast. There's a lot that Mitch has not seen.
I haven't seen it either. I'm not going to let you gang up on Mitch for that one.
I watched too many Inspector Gadget.
I've not seen Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
No. Brilliant film.
It's awesome. John Hughes classic.
I'm sure it is.
And I've seen him in The Cable Guy.
Yep, he is in The Cable Guy with Jim Carrey, who is 53.
Fifty-four
from Ed.
48.
48 from Mitch.
He's got a young face, though.
Yeah, that's why I went younger.
I'm going to go 55.
55. Okay, Ed, another point for you, buddy. That's 4.5 to Mitch, 4.5 to Sam, and 4 to Ed.
Oh, he's catching up. He's catching up. We've got to have one more. Give me a chance to
We have two more here.
Okay.
Okay. Sean Connery.
Oh.
79.
He's going for it straight out with a 79.
Yeah, he was just in there, wasn't he?
he's a feisty one.
82.
Oh, see, now you said the 80s.
I was thinking the old...
Yeah.
The 80.
The old 80.
Because he changed his mind on a couple of questions ago.
I'm writing in a Sharpie
here. I changed my mind before anyone else said anything.
Oh, okay, yeah. That's understandable.
It's like the 3 second rule.
Yeah. I mean, you jumped in.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with 80.
80?
Yeah, dead on.
You know what I mean? Ed. Another point to you. He is 85.
Oh, he steals the lead.
Steals the lead. So, half a point ahead with one question to go.
Hang on. So, what? Who's?
Mitch has 4.5 points.
Okay.
Sam has 4.5 points. Ed has five.
Ed has five. This is close.
Yeah, this is a tight one.
One left. All right, everyone, can we turn down the lights a bit? Thank you. Okay. Bradley Cooper.
Coops.
The Coops. Rocket Raccoon.
What? What's Rocket Raccoon?
From Guardians of the Galaxy.
I've never seen it.
No, I've not seen that.
It's really good.
I don't think it deserves
it's fun.
The hype that it got.
It's a good fun film.
But it looks like it'll be alright.
It's good.
I am Groot.
I enjoyed it a lot.
Yeah. Good soundtrack.
An amazing soundtrack.
Soundtrack probably makes the film at some points. Some of the songs do lift up the scenes.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
37.
37.
I think he's another one that looks younger than he actually is.
I was going to go older than that.
Oh.
I think he's
43.
I was going to say 41.
Hmm. So, could be wrong. Sam gets the point, which brings him up to 5.5, and he is actually 40. 40.
Oh.
Right.
So, in the first ever game of What's My Age Again, we have Sam as the winner. Which means next time you'll be the game master.
I'll be the maestro. Well, that was close.
That was closer than I thought it would be. Yeah. People saying they weren't going to get anything. Quite a few nails on the head as well.
Yeah, there was a few dead ons on there. It was good.
I think that was good.
Yeah, on that note, I think we should wrap it up there.
Let's go and write some songs. Oh.
What?
I just want to keep going. I know, I could talk for hours with you guys about all this stuff.
We've definitely opened up a bit more from the beginning of it.
Better actually play some songs now.
Yeah. Let's go and write some music for the people.
Let's go and play some music. Anyway, let us know what you think. Suggestions, tell us how bad it was, tell us how good it was.
We'll get better at it.
podcast@losertoken.co.uk
Twitter.
Ask us what our favourite things are.
Yeah, and we can answer them on here.
Give us some things to talk about. We want to hear from anyone who's actually listened to this.
And we'll think of some more good Mitch stories.
Oh, there's so many.
Yeah, just keep listening for them, if anything.
He looks worried.
Oh, no, it's just my problem is, whenever I consume alcohol, I become the most fearless person ever. I'm literally fearless, and it scares me.
Can we put the video of Mitch dancing at the square alongside this podcast just so you can see him in a little state?
Actually, you can see that video on YouTube and it comes under Mitch Wants to Break Free. I'm not even joking.
It's so good.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
So, yeah, just look up Mitch Wants to Break Free and you'll see what I'm like when I've had, I don't know, a shandy or a baby sham.
A baby sham.
A one-pint special.
Yeah, one-pint special.
All right. Anyway,
yeah.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You have to end on a bad note.
Yeah.